Ran Simon Lamed Gimel, in the middle of Sif Gimel, the last line of Sif Gimel, in the middle of the line, Halacha Lamaisha Mesinai, Sheyiyu Aritzuis Shchayreis. It's Halacha Lamaisha Mesinai, that the Ritzuis should be black, Mibachut, on the outer side, on the top side. Aval Mitzad Pnim, but on the inside, Yase Me'eze Tzebe Sheyirze. Here you can color it, whatever color you want to color it. Chutz Me'odayim, we'll see this is not Negeos, we don't color it with other colors, this is the Saloshna Rambam, but you shouldn't make it red. Why shouldn't you make it red? All colors, if you want, you can make, but not red. Why shouldn't you make it red? Shema Yoimru, Shemidam Chatot of Nitzbu. People will look at your Ritzuis, and they see it's red, so they'll attribute, why did it become red? Because you have some sores on your head. And the blood from these sores went on the Ritzuis. So what? We're talking about the Sharoish. We're talking about the Sharoish. So that's why it shouldn't be red. So what will be if people will say this? So the Lavush says, so then it's, you are doing two things. Number one, it's a gnai for the Levesh. That's embarrassing. That means people look at you Ritzuis, so somehow they say you have sores on your head, which is not too complimentary. And it's a zilzul in the tefillin. Like a person has sores on his head and he dirties the tefillin with his blood. So that is epis azilzul in the tefillin, and therefore he should not color it red. That is the reason of this halacha. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mechav Mibachut, you should make it on the outer side. Now, what is called the outer side? Which is the outer side? Letzad haseyo, that is the tzad, that means the oil has two, it goes in two directions. The outer side of the oil, the hair grows on it. The inner side of the oil is samuch to the basal. And it seems the outer side, after you take away the hair that grew on the behemoth, it's smooth. The inner side is bumpy. So if you want to have a simen, which is the outer side and which is the inner side, you can tell it by testing it. So the smoother side is the outer side. What happens if he was mashchir on the inner side? So it has to be on the outer side. Perhaps we'll speak about this later. So Al Kaponim, the pashtus now is that the halacha lemoishe mesinai, that the ritzuas have to be shocher, this halacha lemoishe mesinai was said on the outer side of the ritzuas. On the inner side of the ritzuas, there's no need bechlau to color it, and yaseh. And Yasser Beizet said, what? Are saturated in the air. We'll talk about that in 2 minutes. That's right. This is something new. Let me try to explain it a little bit. I was trying to look if any of the Svarim would speak about it. I couldn't find anyone that speaks about it, so I don't know, but just we'll talk about that soon. Yase lotzaloima imirze litzboya oisam. If he wants to cover, he wants to color the inner side of the ritzua, he can do it. You're not mechuyev to color it. If you want, you can do it. After la rambam says la shkirim gam bevesnim. Now, this Indian of let us say, what is, we had learned yesterday, and the tzuas have to be black. And it's very shchiach that the tzuas, some of the paint rubs off, and so then you have to be careful. So for some absorbs, so you need a, so we mentioned yesterday, others are makel, if there's only small white lines or small areas of white, I don't cheshbon with that. I think I mentioned yesterday, they bring from Rav Chaim Knievsky Shlita, he says that every white mark is only muta if it's oimed meruba ala polet. That means upon all four sides, this white spot is surrounded by black retzue, and on all four sides it's oimed meruba ala polet. That means the radius of this white spot is a tenth of an inch, and around it we have everything is at least a fifth of an inch, so it's surrounded by shachris that is oimid meruba lapogat on all four sides, no problem. That he brings up sack from the Chazon Ish. But if you'll have a white spot that's next to the edge, and you're looking to your right to the edge, it's not oimid meruba lapogat, that's a problem, so you have to be mashrit, you have to make it black. That's a psak of he brings down from the Chazon Ish. Now, so kaponim, so this is a problem, and it's very shchiach, as one wears the tefillin, the paint rubs off. So they thought of an eitzah bismaneinu, what the eitzah is, they put the ritzuis into, they saturate the ritzuis in the oi, and by doing this, the whole ritzuis is saturated from the top to the bottom with the oi. So the accomplishment of this is, you don't have to be afraid that the shachas will come off, because whatever comes off, you have underneath they're still black. That is the mechuvan of this saturation. I heard others don't agree with it. Others do agree. I can't say something definite because I couldn't find a sefer to talk about it. But al kaponim, that is this new Indian. Others hold it's a murder kehida. Others hold it's not such a hida. So. But more than that, I can't elaborate. Now let us see Sif Dalet. Toiv sheyashchirem. Now this is Meiridik Nageya. So we say that it has to be Shocher, and could be if a little bit, and this is very Shchiach, that the Shachris goes off. So Toiv sheyashchirem Yisroel Lishmon. That when he was meshacher it, when he makes it black, he should say, "I'm doing it l'shem kedushas tefillin." V'loy ain a Yehudi, but not a goy, because a goy doesn't make it lishmo. Now the lashon of the mechaber is that this is a good thing to do. If you don't do it, so it's not so good. But al kaponim, the mechaber seems to hold that the din lishmo by the ritzuis is alachatchila de kedin. So therefore, you should do it lishma. This is toit. Hago. Now the Gemara is choylik on the machaba. So the Gemara says like this. That when you say toit, umi b'diyevet kosher im hishchir oir ha-batim. By the batim, I agree with you. The batim may iker hadin, very interesting. You can wear a white batim if you want, without being painted, because the batim may iker hadin do not need to be shochel le'troi poiskim. So So I agree with you. So there, you want to make it. Aval ritzuis, afilu b'diyevet posel. But the ritzuis, since it's halacha l'maisha mi-sinai, that the ritzuis have to be shocher, so there the halacha is that since it has to be shocher, halacha l'maisha mi-sinai, it has to be lishma also. No, but the halacha should be the ritzuis. No, what the rubbed off, you mean?
No.
The side?
You have the top and the bottom.
Yes. No, the top has to be shut. The top has to be shut. Agavuche, the bottom doesn't have to. That's what we learned before. The sides, the achilukei, I don't know if it's a hiddur. I don't know. Al kaponim, the Rambam holds, well, we don't pass on like the Rambam. The pashtus is, it has to be black on top, the inside, the bottom doesn't have to be black. Period. That's what you learn the Mechaber, that's what he's telling us. There's a shaila, what halacha the sides had. So there were, Al kaponim, Rav Sternberg brings down the Brisker Rav. Did not paint the sides. The halacha mashisin is on the top, not on the side. Okay. So kaponim, there's one machmer, but al kaponim it seems he mika then he holds. There's no Indian to paint it. He kills the top. What? One side. Okay. Okay, so this is something new that was in the with this below the saturated complete with black, yeah. Tight. Now let's see the Mishnah below. Abu Bidiyevit, Koshal Diday for the Yehudi. The Svirale, the Machabos, that a little bit too slow being in Hashachas Klal Lishma. So even though there's a loch the Balat, this is a Shitas Abalat Tumis. That afilu there's a loch lamaisha mi Sinai, that you have to make a shocher 100%, but there's no loch lamaisha mi Sinai to be done lishma. There's a mo ba'agol chaylik alo, there's a mo as chaylik, there's filu lay, the beretsuis, by the beretsuis, the shachas for a loch lamaisha mi Sinai, tzorich a shachas lishma. The Rama holds, no. Don't compare the bottom to the Ritzuis. The Ritzuis Orcha Moshe Mishin that has to be black. There the Lachas has to be Lishma. Or Memele, so it needs Lishma. Be'ein the Yehudi de'ein the Oysa Lishma. Now, God doesn't make a Lishma. Apostle. The Dini Kidlel B'Simen Lamed Beis and Yaklav Ayin Shom. Avo Bo'ir HaBatim. But the Eir HaBatim the L'Roiv Poiskim Shachusa hi le mitzvah ba'alma v'loy leikuvah. But the batim is only a mitzvah, it's not ma'akev. L'el b'simen lamed ba'isif mem. L'kach l'bin be'gam ken ha'shachas l'shmom. If you don't need it. So something that is an intrinsic chelik of the mitzvah, that means the ritus have to be l'shmo. So then the halach is that making it lishma, it has to be shachar. So then the halach is it has to be done lishma. But the shachris of the batim, which does not have to be lishma, but does not have to be shachar, so then it doesn't have to be lishma also. Let's try paiskim. The shin, I think, is different. But on kaponim, the bottom can be white. He should have written Yeshayim because he's chaylik on the mechaba. Achshem etzin the kaponim kiyets with that. Aval ritzuis. Now we'll say some interesting halachas. But the ritzuis, the remo paskins, has to be lishmo. So a son nochi, if a nochi made it, a yafilu Yisrael ach shaloi lishma. So it's possible. Batan Kenar Besif Kotten Chof Beis. Yeah. Now, so let us just, so let it, we just said a mouthful, what we have to know. That means that a person is very flum, he wants to make sure it's black, and he checks his lettuce. Ooh, I found a white spot there, so he takes, he has, in his filling vital, he has some schwarz, he goes and takes it out. Shem Yishamayim. You have to say, L'shem Kedushas Tefillin. You have to say, it needs to be L'shem. If it's not L'shem, you didn't accomplish anything. We'll see soon. Maybe you made big problems, but accomplishment didn't accomplish. That means this shachas that you just made it now is worthless, because it has to be put on L'shem. It was possible from before with the white spot. That means if we're going to have guidelines, so it's still possible. You didn't accomplish anything. This is a shrek. So you have to say, L'shem Kedushas Tefillin, before you put it on. What? You think it's good, that's right. Yeah, you think, yeah. Oh, we'll talk about that soon. Oh, if you're able to scratch it off, that's the best way, if you can scratch it off. Now, this is no problem. If you can scratch it off, we'll be good. We'll see later if there's another eitzah. But now, so you have to say, L'shem Kedushas Tefillin, number one. Number two, we're going to have later, and I'll tell you, we're going to have later like this, that if you need L'shmo, so fine. So what if you have a cotton? A cotton is a lav badas. So a cotton is a lav badas. So, but if you have a godel oimed al gabo, that means there's a godel telling this cotton, you know, when you're putting it on, think l'shmo. Fine. So then it's good. A godel oimed al gabo is good. Even though you need l'shmo, a godel oimed al gabo is good. Fine. But neither godel oimed al gabo. Now, let's start thinking a little further. So, but a cotton that's not a godel oimed al gabo is no good. So now, I have, a 15-year-old bocha. Is he a godel or is he a cotton? As if I say he has a beard, no problem, he's a godel, no problem. If he doesn't have a beard, so now there's a suffix. Is he a godel? Did he bring stay salad? Did he not bring stay salad? This is negeya all halachas that min ha-teira, you need a godel. So I cannot rely, even though he's bar mitzvah, I cannot rely that he is a godel. Maybe he's a cotton. So mamela, when it comes to adarabonon, we rely with the bolachlal shonim, bolachlal simonim. When it comes to a mitzvah, the rabbonon, atom tedav for the yomid, fillers at the rabbonon. But the night of the bar mitzvah, you have a din godel. But when it comes to make kiddush, I'll say, oh, yeah, godel now, you're going to make kiddush, we might see the yoylam. Chas v'sholem. Because kiddush is a diraisa. And by kiddush, you have to know if he's a godel, if he bought shtei saras, if he didn't bring shtei saras. So that's the halacha, the samudic halacha by kiddush. So this is halacha by kiddush, and by all mitzvahs diraisa. Let's talk about by matzah, by asiyas matzah, that you need lisha lishma, you need to pour the water. So the there is brought out, listen, you're going to have bar mitzvah bochim there. It's no good here, bar mitzvah bochim. Because they're doing melachas that need lishma. The lisha has to be lishma, the pouring the water has to be lishma. Could be their ketanim. So now I just like to tell over a maiseh, that in Daila Mashke, they bring down this maiseh. There was a 15-year-old bocha that came to Abraham Kanievsky, and he showed him his ritzuas. He says, does it have to be, he showed him there were some white spots over there. Does it have to be, become shocher? Yeah. So it has become shocher. So then Abraham Kanievsky got up, and then he made it shocher. He didn't want the bocha to make it shocher. He made it shocher. The bocha comes back in yeshiva And he tells, you know, Meitzachem, my Ritzulis, Reb Chaim. The whole class went to Reb Chaim. They all showed him the Ritzulis. Reb Chaim went up. It was Mashche, all the Ritzulis. So if one wants to do it, to be as a 15-year-old Bocher, can come to Reb Chaim, maybe can Chaparayim. If the Ritzulis had some problems on them, he can Chaparayim. But this is a Rabchaim was mach meyeld meiker adin. The Bochim should not make it shocher, and therefore he did it. Now let us see further. Bochosh came. Now we're talking about Ritzus, but we have to get something very clear, and let's elaborate a little, and then we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. There is a halacha ukshartem uksavtam. It said there's a hekish kshive to kshive. And this we learn out from this hekish, whoever is chayev b'kshive is chayev, is capable of making kshive. That means who can write the parshias of tefillin, a person who's mechuyev b'kshive tefillin. This is a new drosha. Forget about lishmo. This is a new drosha. So we have a drosha that the asiyas at what? Basically? We're talking about a woman. We're talking about a woman. If a woman can write the parshis, a woman can think lishmo, she's 25 years old, she is a beautiful ksav, moiridik, what? Why not? Who says you have to be mechuyev? Al kaponim, you don't have to be mechuyev. But al this drashish is possible because we have a drash ukshartam uksavtam, and the drash is whoever is chayev b'kshire is capable of writing. Whoever who's not chayev b'kshire is not capable to write. So al this drashe, so she's possible to write. So fine, okay. Now we know. We can't have a woman cipher. Now, from this pasuk, we learn not only the ksivas aparshias is dependent on one who's chayev b'kshire. No, the all the tikunei hatfilim, that means to make the shin, to make the dalet under the tuis, to make the yud under the tuis, all the tikunei tfilim fall into this hekish of ukshaltam uksavtam. So memele, so now let's say my kesha got loose, I want to make a new kesha, I go over to a woman who's very good and handy, she'll make a kesha, it's possible. Because that's all tikkunei tefillin can only be made. Even though al klishma there will not be a problem, but al tzehekish ukshaltam uksavtam will be possible. So now that's one halacha, which is a davar muskim. So here a woman will not be good. Minatayre, although she thinks klishma. Here a cotton will not be good. Minatayre, because he's a lava kshire, he's no chiyev kshire. Now he have guidelines. Whoever is mechuyev b'kshire is capable of making tikkunei tefillin. Now the Mishnah Berurah is telling us here one thing. Making the ritzua black does not fall into this category of ukshalta mechsalta. This is not called tikkunei tefillin. Tikkuni tum is the making of the tum. The ritzus have to be black, but this does not fall into the category of making of the tum. So therefore, a woman will be able to make a shvat. She'll think lishma, very good. You can hire women and they'll make the ritzus shvat. And they say l'shem kedushas tefillin and a guten tog. And a cotton will also help if you have a godolay with a gabba. But all the other pu'ulis which are necessary, b'tikun ha'tfilin, that is making the batim, making the tfiris, the making the kesha, making the dalit, making the yud, that is called tikun ha'tfilin, and that one can only do it if he's a bal chiyuv. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Abel of the Tzuris, need Lishma. Imason Nochi, Afila Yisrael, Achshaloi Lishman, Vatam Kanal, you need Lishma. Agavuche, they bring down from the Chazainish a very interesting Chumrah. The Chazainish said when you're painting the Tfilin and the paint is a runny paint, it's a runny ink, and I start putting the paint on this chelik of the tzuah, and since it's runny, it runs down further. So the chazanish, you know what you did now? That's a shrek. That what ran down, you didn't make. You can only make lishmo on what you did. I put this on over here, but that the ink runs further down, that's shalei lishmo. You didn't make that. So mamela, that's no good. Okay, but let's go a little further. Something that is necessary for the asiyas atvilim, kama yasiyas habayis, to make the bayis, vashin shalei b'chol protov and the shin, shikidin, oi tvirosoi, or the sewing of the batim, oi yasiyas hakesha shalei, b'chol elu alocha l'moishim yisinai, im asoin yisrael shalei l'shmon posu. Number one. Because of a prima donum, the eshlimnei milasis kol seide cotton. I hear a cotton will also not help. I feel like im godo yamid o gabot, the yitzavei ulasis lishmo, the chen shloi lasois meide isha, that these things, besides the shachris of the ritzuis, these things are called the tikunei hatvillin, and the tikunei hatvillin I have a hekish, ukshatam uksaftam, who is capable of writing the parshas, and who is capable of creating all the tikkuni tzum is only a person who's a baal chiyuvim in kshiras tzum. Vashchores haretzuis tzeinenu begufa tzum. That's not called a tikkun in the gufa tzum. You need it. Muta al yedeishe. The yidas lasis lishmo, she knows to make the lishmo. Avol ish, kama ish, avol idei in the Yehudi, but a goyu do it, the cotton, and he muta, at she yamid acha al gabon, chelel, leaning klapas, and lamed beis, ayin shom. Now, let us see, the remoy, the goy could do the painting, if it's on lishmo, and a goy, you can't trust lishmo, unless you have a godel lemed al gabov, then that's a shayla of a godel lemed al gabov will help by a goy. Because the shayla is something that takes time to do. Godel lemed al gabov could be does not help. Puzzle. So now he said if it's not lishmo, it's puzzle. In Hilchus Tzitzis, they also need lishma. Then the problem was lishma, so we have the same thing with God lemon agab. Oh, so machine is considered that it's called those who are made by machine. Oh, it's called my ma'aseh. That means like mattress. Also, it's called my ma'aseh. That means I'm thinking lishma by pushing the button. It happens. So it's called I made it. It's called I did it. It's called my ma'aseh. So my mele. So, and I thought lishma. Others hold machines. This is considered. I did it because by pushing the button, I made the tissue come about. It's called my ma'aseh. So my lishma will help. That's the same thing by masses. The machine masses. You also have the same thing. Puzzle. If it's your lay lishma, it's puzzle. Kosav amogin avram. Now this is the shal which you were speaking about. He made it shalei lishma. We said this is a big bubo over here. He made it shvatz, and then someone taps him on the shoulder. Rabbi, did you say l'shem tushutzo? Oy vey. So what happens now? Zok the mogen avro. V'im chaza yisro v'shchimu lishma. Kosher. It's kosher. So the mogen avro says it's kosher. See, you can rectify by painting it over again lishma. Maybe Rael is there. Vaprime godem v'sharei achronim isigu al riyosei. V'nisha hadin zeh b'tzorechi. And they said, it's not so poshut. And let us just elaborate for 1 minute why it's not so poshut. There is halacha in Hilchus get. A get has to be written lishma. What happens if it was written shalai lishma? So a person will write it over again lishma, or write over the same oishias, and they'll write it lishma. So there, the Gemara says, it's not poshut, because ksav al gabri ksav, if it's the same ksav, was black before, and you now rewrote it again, so it's not called a new ksav. This is dyoy al gabri dyoy, so a mele, it's not called a new ksav. So even though the second ksav was lishma, it doesn't help. I mean, it's not called a ksav. You didn't do anything. So memela, so the achoinim acholik on the Mogen Avraham, they said, you made it lishma, but you didn't do anything. It's black already. To make something black, is not called, you didn't do anything. Ain't bishul acha bishul. It's cooked already. It's what I do. So it's not called you accomplished something. So it's not called you a mashcha. Now you're thinking, leila. But al kaponim, you're not doing anything now because the second blackening is not called you're doing something. But no, it's fine. So memela, so that's not so posh. So now, v'nosna prima godem loza eitza acheret. Now this prima godem is very interesting, which the Biraloche is moira on this prima godem. We'll see. Amiridikazah. So the prima godem says, what happened? They made it shalei lishma, and now what do you do? So the prima godem says, I got a brilliant idea. What do you do? Eitze acheret sheyaschir b'tzad asheni shel aretzulis lishma. Yeah. He should now paint the other side. So, but the Prima God will say something else. The halacha is the top side has to be black. So who says that this has to be the top side? I'll turn it upside down. And the bottom side will be the top side, and I'll wear the tulin. The way of the two is with the bottom side on top. So now this is the top side. So the male and I made it lishma. This is an einfall from the prima godem. So the biraloch is ma'ir. The prima godem said a mouthful over here. Yeah, first of all, we had learned it's a top side and a bottom side. The top side is smooth. The bottom side is not. There's a top side. He just made, he made a tumble sauce over here, somersault. He made menapachu. Okay, this is one chiddush. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, it comes out a moiridike chumre according to the Prima Godem. According to Prima Godem, let us see. So the Prima Godem was mechadish. You know what the top side is called? The top side is called whatever's on top. That's called the top side. Whatever's on top, it's called the top side. Is that the Mishnah Berurah? So what will be? The person is putting on his tefillin. And somehow the Ritzuah turned over. And now, over here, there's the bottom side up. There's bottom side up over here. So according to Prima Godem, he wasn't Yotzeh. He wasn't Yotzeh because the top side has to be black. And now top is dependent. Here's no problem. That's right. Okay. So now, Al Capone.
So by that, maybe they have to undo the power.
Yeah. 100%. It's cheaper to buy a little tuition. Yeah, this is. Cholzel in Mainly is a Tuas Acheres. It's right from Poshet. I mean, the best thing would be that I think the Piskei Tshuva brings down the Pitchayach to, I mean, the best thing would be if that would you did Shalom Lishma, if you could sand it off or scrape it off, that would be the best thing. If it's still wet, you mean? No. Okay, well, that's it.